USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
So, your National Football League team didn't make it to the postseason. One Las Vegas Raider learned the hard way what not to do. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
Raiders running back Josh Jacobs received minor injuries, arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after a pre-dawn single-vehicle crash Monday near McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. A Las Vegas police report said the 22-year-old Jacobs taken to hospital for treatment of a cut on his forehead after an airbag deployed when the 2019 Acura NSX sports car he was driving crashed into a tunnel wall at the Las Vegas airport. Police at the scene determined the 5'10", 220-pound Jacobs impaired by alcohol. Blood was drawn at the hospital. Lab results could take several weeks. Meanwhile, Jacobs was booked at the Clark County Jail on a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge and released without bail. I'm Wyatt Cox.
The Raiders finished the season 8-8. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A bank manager in Las Vegas, Nevada, defrauds the federal government of more than $1 million. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has the details.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montano believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
If you know the online game Fortnite, then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center shopping mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000-square-foot and 87-acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite Creator's new global headquarters by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.